Good morning, everybody. Happy new week. I hope you're doing amazing. I have one of my recently published authors, Wendy B. King, here next to me from New Zealand, across the ditch, right? Hey, Wendy. Love it. Thank you so much for joining me this morning to share about your book and your experience and why you wrote it. And I had the recent pleasure of spending a full 7 days at our very first Bond and Beyond retreat, where authors went away and kind of holidayed together and bonded and did lots of bits and pieces. So that was really special to get to know you on a more personal level. And I know we're going to do it all over again in Bintan next year. So yeah, excited, excited. And I know for a fact this book, guys, tomorrow is launching on Amazon, and we're going to tell you about something special as we go through the interview. But before I do that, I am going to tell you a little bit about who Wendy is, and I'm going to share the book cover. This is her book, Why Me? How to Regain Hope After the Death of a Child. We're going to talk about what's inside this book and why Wendy wrote it. So Wendy is a remarkable, compassionate human being, author, mother, and accomplished coach. She embodies the profound wisdom captured in Alice Miller's quote, "The way we were treated as small children is how we treat ourselves for the rest of our lives, with cruelty or tenderness. We often impose our most agonizing suffering upon ourselves and later on our children." Wendy's mission is to help those struggling to find their purpose due to ingrained belief systems learned in childhood. She's transforming lives by drawing from her experiences and extensive training with a foundation in metadynamics coaching, which utilizes neuro-linguistic programming and emotional intimacy techniques acquired at Australia's premier coaching institution. She offers profound insights into the workings of the human mind. Wendy's journey is a testament to her resilience and strength. Having experienced the profound loss of a child, she understands the depths of despair and the arduous journey to healing. This personal experience has shaped her into the compassionate, insightful coach she is today. She has also demonstrated resilience by becoming Amazon number one bestseller, author of Why Me? How to Regain Hope After the Death of a Child, Your Own Survival Guide. In her book, she shares her story in part one and provides 12 lessons in part two of what happens to your brain, mind, body, nervous system, and more. It's a must read for anyone seeking hope and healing. All right, Wendy. So tell me, how long was this on your mind to write? And yeah.
Right. Well, I didn't really start thinking about writing it until about 4 years ago, because I just wouldn't have been in the right state of mind to do it. Mm. Basically, I was at a point in my life where I just felt overwhelmed all the time, this heavy cloud, darkness, and I decided I needed to do something about my well-being. And there would seem to be no answers about how to actually move on as a person dealing with this traumatic event. It just was keeping me stuck. So it was only really through researching myself, what happens to the brain, the body, the mind, our emotions, that I started doing the work and healing. And because I could actually heal from the actual suffering of it, I thought I need to write about it, because I had no idea that I would actually be able to go through the rest of my life without feeling like I was going to burst into tears any time I heard the name Emma or hear a song that reminded me of her. And I just thought, now that I can talk about it, and I actually get excited about it, because it's like I have the solution. I have a map of what you need to do, and actually what you need to accept and understand what's actually happening to you to actually heal. And it's like any ailment, if you have got a toothache, you're just hoping it's going to get better is not going to get better. You have to address it. And going to the dentist is not the greatest, however, you know that it's probably going to be more painful getting it fixed or pulled out, but you know that at the end of it there's going to be a relief. And That is exactly what happened to me. And because I got the relief, I thought, I've got to be able to share this with other parents.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And so 4 years ago, you started, I need to, yeah.
Yeah. So I had been, while I'd been doing my research and saying I'd been doing, taking lots of notes and putting it aside and thinking, I've got to write a book. How am I going to, I didn't want to just write about the death of a child. I needed to be in my story. I needed to be able to give parents something to go, this is what I'm feeling. This is what's happening in my relationship. My husband and I aren't getting on. How do we get through this? That my friends are, you know, pulling away from me. So I started compiling all this information, and then I started Googling how to self-publish and then how to go through a traditional publisher. And it just seemed to be headache after headache after headache, in the sense that when I was looking up traditional publishing, you need to sort of have a manager, or you had to be sort of well known for someone to sort of take you on. And then when I was looking at different self-publishing businesses, they would sort of give you little bits of information, but they wouldn't actually be able to tell you what the process was, or they would tell you what the process was, but they wouldn't be able to handle the process. Whereas you guys give us the information. You say, right, step one, this is what we're doing. Step two, this is what we're doing, and we'll take care of this. You need to do this bit, and we will do that bit.
Yeah.
And when I saw your seminar, I was sort of like, is this too good to be true? Like, because I knew I was happy to make an investment, but I did sign up or send my email to another organization, and I just kept getting hassled and hassled, and all they wanted was my money. And I was still asking questions, and I says, look, I'm not happy to give you this money unless you can answer these questions. And then they started getting really irritable with me, and I thought, right, well, I'm not working with an organization like that. So anyhow, I had the seminar, and then funny enough, you had a testimonial from a person that I went to the Coaching Institute with.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I contacted him directly because, out of a lot of people that we went through the Coaching Institute, we sort of remembered each other because he needed my help with an assessment that he had to send, and he had to have a surgery, and he was struggling a little bit with one part of it. So I reached out and said, look, I'll help you. And he said, look, any time you need any help, Wendy, thank you so much, contact me. So I contacted him and I said, hey, I really want to kick off and write my book, and I see you've gone through Ultimate 48 Hour. What are they like? Are they okay? And he went, brilliant. He said, I can't remember how many books he was on at that time, but he said, honestly, Wendy, if you get stuck, they will help you. They won't abandon you. They're there for you and with you to help you achieve your goal. And I said, so you didn't feel like you were, you know, struggling on your own? And he said, absolutely not. And I said, right, thank you so much. That's what I needed to hear. And the rest is history.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. But obviously, sometimes I don't hear all the backstories after, you know, until later on we get to know each other. And this is how it happened and what stalking I did, or people Google if we're a scam or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And information is out there. So that's really lovely to know. But let's share a little bit of like what's in the content. What are people going to find inside this book that will be so valuable for them? You know, or maybe even share a couple of, someone's going through it right now. And it's fresh or whatever is going on, let's share some strategies that maybe helped you and people that you're helping now.
What they will find is they will feel as if I'm inside their head. Everything I say, they'll be going, oh my God, she gets me. That is how I'm feeling. This is what is happening. Why hasn't anybody said that to me? when I was doing the research on what happens to the brain, is we're not suffering from grief. We are suffering from a trauma. People need to understand that a trauma is so different from grief. Trauma means your brain has changed. Dr. Bezel van der Kolk, who is a renowned doctor who specializes in researching what happens with the brain with survival victims of accidents, war veterans, has said that trauma is the feeling that this will last forever. It is the effect of emotional shock. So you are an emotional shock, and it does take time for the body to actually, for you to actually get to grips with it. But then when you start to get to grips with this has actually happened, come out of the shock of it, it doesn't go away. You have trouble functioning, like you just, your head is in a quandary. So what I've done right at the beginning of the book is it's called This Little Roadmap. And in the little roadmap, we talk about understanding, what is happening to me? Why do I feel this way? The other step, and depending on where you are in your journey, if this is quite fresh to you, if you've recently lost a child, you probably don't want to hear this right now, because I couldn't. It took a while for me to get this next step. And that's accepting. That is going from wishing and hoping that the past could have been different. Because when you stay stuck in that, why me, and that's why it is called why me, is because I'm taking you back to where I was. It was like, I'm a good person. I was coming up with all these reasons. Why did this happen to me? There's parents out there that abuse their children. I love babies and children. I'd be a great mum. So I was actually torturing myself by saying, this shouldn't have happened to me. And I was not accepting that.
Yeah.
One, this is life.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have control over it.
Yes.
The third thing is actually being able to feel and heal. Like someone who gets you and someone who can say, let it out, let it go. Because what I discovered and what I found is that those closest to me, and this is not about blame and it's not about pointing the finger, but you will find that a lot of our parents and aunties, uncles, grandparents are products of the war. So they were emotionally shut down. So when they're emotionally shut down, they cannot give you what they don't have. When they see your pain, it makes them feel pain and they don't want to feel it. So to not feel it, then they'll say things like, come on, move on. This isn't doing you any good. Get over it. Or pray harder, give it over to God. All those things, they're trying to make you feel better, but actually they're making you feel worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you really want someone to go, that's got to be so tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all you want, and you don't always want to talk about it. You just want someone to be there for you. And if anything, if you do want to talk about it, just listen.
Yeah.
We don't need fixing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need fixing. We just need to understand, and we need to know how to go through it. Because you can't, this is massive. You can't actually do this on your own. All right. And so my book is designed to help you go through it. All right.
Beautiful.
So the last bit is growth.
Yes.
And it says, those we love don't go away. They walk beside us every day. Unseen, unheard, but always near, still loved, still missed, forever dear.
Mm-hmm.
So in my book, I have lots of beautiful quotes and references from other doctors and other people who have said, death ends a life, but it does not end a relationship.
Mm.
You know, so if we think about it, if either of us died tomorrow, would we want our families to not talk about us anymore or forget that we were there?
No.
No. And yes, there's going to be a lot of sadness and grief because you're physically not there. And yes, you'll go through that why, and you, that is normal. That is normal.
Mm.
But what isn't normal, or what stops you from still going through life with that, without enjoying it, is when you resent or resist what's happened.
Yeah.
It's about still celebrating, talking about the person who's not there.
Yeah.
And being able to, but being able to get to that stage to do it. And again, that's what my book talks about. It talks about my part one is my story, all the things I struggled with,
yeah,
what happens with the brain. For instance, my wee girl, she was in the NICU unit in an incubator.
Mm.
And then what happened was, and she came out of the incubator, but what happened was, when I got pregnant again, I had twins, and I went early because I was like the size of a house, and I knew I was never going to make it full term. I didn't. And I had this thing, dreaded sort of realization, oh my goodness, we're going to end up in the baby unit again, and is one going to die, or what's going to happen? And when I did give birth, they both went up to the NIC unit, and they were both in the incubator. However, during the night, Regan, twin two, who had quite a bit of trouble coming out, was starting to get upset, and I was still out of it. So they put Regan in the incubator with Blair, and he stopped and he calmed down straight away. So that was beautiful. However, Blair didn't need to be in the incubator sort of early morning, so they put him in a wee cot, but Regan was still in the incubator.
Yeah.
But when I went up the next day to see my wee boys for the first time, they gave me Blair first because the nurse was still attending to Regan, and I had a wee cuddle, and you know, he took to the breast, and absolutely amazing. And then she took him off me, put him back in his cot, and she says, right, I'm just going to get Regan out in a minute. And I sat there and I looked at the incubator, and I just started crying. And Regan was born with a cleft lip and palate. And the nurse said to me, it's okay, Wendy, it's okay. They'll be able to fix that cleft lip and palate. And I couldn't stop crying. And I wanted to say, I'm not crying because he's got a hole in his face. I'm crying because all of a sudden I see a baby in an incubator, and I'm going, that's Emma. That's because your brain categorizes an experience that's happening right now to a previous experience, and your lower part of your brain, your brainstem, cannot identify that this happened 2 years ago. It's not until it goes up to the cortex, the logical part of the brain, where it takes a few minutes to go, this happened 2 years ago. That first moment I saw it, I'm going, oh my God, that's Emma.
Yeah.
And when I explained that to the nurse, she just burst into tears because she was the same nurse that was also looking after Emma in the unit. So she got it. So there's just so much we need to learn and understand about. We weren't taught this in schools, and I'm not blaming schools or anything like that. But it's only been in the last 20, 30 years that doctors are researching what goes on in the brain, and it's fascinating. So
yeah, I had a fascinating conversation with our Canadian authors, Dave and Susan, last Monday.
Yeah,
about exactly the thing. It's a brain, this recovery, because they're recovery coaches, and you know, they talk about the brain first approach. So you know, you're confirming that yet again. So how do you help people? Like, what you know, you're a coach yourself. You know, what types of people do you work with? Is it specifically women who this kind of story that they've been through, or is it more like wider? Can you explain that?
It is wider, because I'm trained in NLP, which is, it's literally reprogramming the mind so you can take an old experience and a new experience. It's like a cake. it's like you can have a batter mixture, and if you put banana in there, you get a banana cake. But if you leave the banana out and you put cocoa in there, you get a chocolate cake. So this is the incredible thing about the brain, is that you can reprogram it so that the experience that you had, it doesn't disappear, but it changes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not in that turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I have Emma here, my feelings and my memory of her is right here, but it's not sucking the joy out of me, and it's not like this weight that I'm carrying around.
Yeah.
It's completely different. So that is, so I deal with a lot of my clients have either had childhood trauma or sexual trauma. And this is the thing, is that a lot of people also don't understand, is what happens, in utero as a baby, the love you did or didn't get, the nurturing you did or didn't get, the understanding. And by the time we're eight, we have literally developed our identity of I matter, I'm good enough, or I'm lovable or not.
Yes.
And so a lot of my clients are in that stage. And so what we have is, we have a lot of adults walking around who look like adults, but actually are a wounded inner child.
Yeah.
And so I help them understand, again, it's understanding why they behave and feel the way they feel.
Yes.
And move through it and learn about boundaries, learn about feelings, learning about emotions, learning about how to ask for what they want without feeling guilty. Because a lot of people equate people pleasing to love. Like, if I help you, I'm going to feel lovable. It is lovely helping people, but you want to help people because you want to. You don't do it to feel validated that you're loved. That is not why you help people.
Yeah.
So it's literally working on people's, going right back to where this started, to unravel that self-esteem, understanding that a lot of adults still think that they have to get their parents' approval. They are continually going, I can't do this because I'm going to upset mum and dad. And that is holding them into this entrapment. It's literally entrapment.
They haven't cut the umbilical cord. And then, on some level, a lot of us try to honor our parents, and if you're no longer around, right? Sometimes.
Exactly. But here's the thing, it's learning how to be who you want to be and honor your parents without feeling like you are. Loyalty seems to take over, but it's understanding loyalty and what love is.
So what does the future hold for you? Like, what's now, this book is just hot off the press, and tomorrow, you guys, there'll be an opportunity to be able to download this book off Amazon in the ebook version for just $1.99, so a couple of dollars. And I suggest that, if you know somebody or you are in that situation, that you get a copy and or share it. And I certainly will get Lindy to share on the comment section. Currently, Wendy's website is down for a few days, but if you're watching this after the live stream, you can visit her website, which is Wendy B. King, lifecoaching.com. So when all spelt normal, Wendy B. King, lifecoaching.com. So there's no alterations in the spelling, but we will share a TinyRL link below, which I can see Lindy's just shared, where you can just buy directly off her and she can sign it for you. Also, a couple of other comments there, Wendy. Hazel also from your end in New Zealand said great visuals on the roadmap. So she liked your little process there that you had. And a couple of other people, a few people watching here, sending encouragement. So do you mostly work with women or is it a mix?
I work with mixed, so yeah, it's pretty much like 60% woman and 40% men, but also couples, because that's the other thing is you get because I am an emotional intimacy expert, it's understanding how to ask for your needs or ask for having your partner understand you and how you behave, because here again you've got a man who's come from a family, you might have, even if you've got the same values, you do things differently. Okay, so you've got one family dynamic and then you've got your family dynamic. So I love the analogy that John Bradshaw, who's now passed away, who was a theologian and also a counselor. He said you've got two families that come together, and let's take Christmas for example. He said his family opened their presents on Christmas morning, and he says, but his wife, their family opened them on Christmas Eve. Which one's right? You know? And he says, but we would have this argument like, no, this is the way we've done it, and this is the way I want it to be. So it's working out your differences and how are you going to keep both happy? You
Yes.
know, and that's just one thing. So it's again, it comes down to maybe it's about you wanting to spend time with your girlfriends and he wanting to spend time with his mates, but also spend time together as a couple. It's about the expectations of each other. You know, it's you know, a guy, if he's come from a traditional family, can just think, okay, well, you know, I'm going to get the washing done for me. I don't have to do the vacuuming. I'll take care of outside. She can look after inside. And she can be like, no, that's not happening. So it's working those things out and also working out intimacy. There's a lot of men have not been taught how to look after a woman. You know, they want connection. But they want love, but they only understand it is through physical sex. They haven't learnt how to, let's put it this way, warm us up, what we need. And usually they're too scared to ask, or the woman's too scared to ask. You know, all of it, you know, he can just get it on right now, and she's like, oh my God, I've just had a busy day and this is happening, and you think I'm gonna, I don't think so. So it's, and then the guy thinks she's rejecting me, and he goes all, does this quiet treatment, and she starts throwing things around. And you know, so it's being able to say, hey, can we just have a cuddle? I need a cuddle. Cuddle me or snuggle me into my neck. Or there's, it's learning to break old patterns and create new patterns.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, so it's helping people connect, because we are designed to connect, but a lot of people just don't know how to do that.
And different people connect in a different way, you know, like, I mean, there's
Exactly.
been a book written on that, the five love
Yeah,
languages and all that.
exactly.
And
Exactly.
people thought
It's
that's
like,
just the only thing, yeah.
yeah, absolutely.
I can't wait where this goes, Wendy. I know I'm going to have you in my life for a long time. Because now we even spent two holidays in 2 years. That's wonderful. And this is what I love about what you said originally about our business and company. It's not just about doing the work and forgetting. We love being in each other's lives. And it's not going to happen with every single person we work with. Everyone has different love languages. Some people value that quality time and developing a relationships, and other people move on to other things. But we love the fact that those that want to be part of a community, we stay together for a super long time. And go get Wendy's book, guys. I think you'll find it, you know, I got to hold it in my hands when I saw her at the airport just recently. It's a beautiful book. And lots of value in it. And I know you have like a heart, giver's heart, that you really do want to help people around this. And you've got the experience and you've walked that path yourself and you've invested in yourself, most importantly, to get the professional qualifications and not just talk from life experience, which I really think matters. I think a mix of both is really powerful. So one more time, I'll remind you guys, Wendy's website will be up in a few days. It is wendybkinglifecoaching.com, so you can check out services, her book, all that sort of stuff will be on there. Currently, there's a tiny URL that's been posted just below this video if you want to just go grab a copy right now so she can send it out to you. And then tomorrow, there will be an opportunity for 24 hours to get the ebook version of this book for just $1.99. So if you are watching this on recording in the future, forget about that little tip. But tomorrow being 30th of April here, from about, you know, let's go 24 hours, you know, New Zealand time, Australian time, about the same, you will be able to download it off Amazon at $1.99. So snap that up if you want to check it out and share it with others as well. Thank you so much, Wendy, for your insights. You're beautiful. You have such a wonderful way and soft way. I think these kind of topics require that kind of to tread carefully and softly through them. So I wish you every success and I look forward to maybe we'll do a live interview from Bintan next year when we come together and see the journey 12 months on from here. All right, guys, have a wonderful week ahead and remember, smash it out. Bye.